a great pleasure and tzchus for us to have the ability to listen to Harav Shechter say a shir, and then subsequently questions and answers that were, I hope, prepared beforehand. And Rav Shechter actually has become certainly a major address for all contemporary halakhic issues and the like, and really be very much a makir tov that we have the ability to, Baruch Hashem, hear such a wonderful person. Thank you very much.
There is a Mishnah Kuvav on the base which discusses the topic of tzedah. If you have a wild animal that's roaming around and somebody traps the animal, that's a malacha of tzedah. And the Mishnah gives an example, Achidish. Not only if I trap the animal, I throw a net on the animal. Okay. Not only is there a malach of tzedah if I actually trap the animal, let's say the animal runs into a small room on its own. And if I'll stand in the doorway, the animal will be blocked from running out. So the Mishnah says, Achidish, that's also a violation of tzedah. I didn't handle the animal at all. I just blocked the, I closed the windows and closed the doors. I do a pu'ula to something else. That constitutes a malacha on the animal. That's also a violation of tzedah. So the Mishnah has a din. The opening which will enable the animal to run out is very narrow. So one person stands on the opening to block the way. So the one who stood on the opening is in violation of tzedah. He sits in the way, he stands in the way. Then another fellow comes over afterwards and he stands behind him. But the animal is trapped anyway because the first fellow is standing in the way, blocking the exit. So then the first fellow walks away, and the second one who was there from before, who didn't do an act of tzedah before, continues to sit there, or to stand there. So the Mishnah says in such a case, Afal Bisha Omer Harishin, even though the first one, that's the second line from the bottom, Abdaf Kuvav on the base, Afal Bisha Omer Harishin V'Halachlo, the first one walked away, the first one who did the act of tzedah by blocking the doorway, walked away, and now the second one continues to stay there, and he's doing the act of tzedah. So it says, Hasheni Potter, thank you very much. The second one is Potter, and the Gemara says, Potter Amutter. Usually, the Gemara quotes on Gimel Amar Aleph, Omar Shmuel, whenever it says in the Mishnayis, in Masech Shabbos, at 24 Prokim, so whenever it says in the Mishnayis Potter, it means Potter Avaloser. It's Potter means Mutam and Adar, but it's also the Rabbanan. And there are three exceptions to the rule that Shmuel says on Gimel Amar Aleph, and one of them is this bottom line in the Mishnah, Halamaza Daima, the Nerl is based on the Shamra Benimtsa Tzvi Shamra Betocho, that's Mutter Legamre. Mishnah gives a Moshon Mutter Legamre. So why is it Mutter Legamre in this case? The first one walked away. And it turns out the second one, by remaining there, by standing there, is actually doing the act of Tzedah now. So why is it Potter and Mutter? Why don't you say the second one is in violation of Tzedah? Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Mishnah is telling us a klal, a basic principle of Melech HaShabbos, that one cannot violate Melech HaShabbos b'shevi al tasa. At the time that the Sheni sat down, he wasn't doing an act of tzedah. The first one sat down. Yoshev Echad ala Pesach. The first one sat down and he blocked the way. So the first one sitting down is an act of tzedah. When the second one sits down next to him, at the time that he sat down, he was not doing an act of tzedah. But then when the first one walks away, the fact the second one continues to sit there, that's an act of tzedah. So since he's just sitting there, he didn't do any specific pu'ula for the purpose of tzedah, there's no malachas tzedah b'shevi altas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that this is a klal in all malachas. One cannot violate a malacha b'shevi altas. To violate a malacha has to be bikum v'yaseh. This is relevant to malacha in several areas. One is, take for example, there's a Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the base. He just started learning Malachas now. So the bottom few lines in Tosfos. Tosfos is dealing with the Gemara in Perek Afal Pi. The last four lines, four lines. Afal Pi is in Ksubis, Tav Sam Chomer Aleph. Thank you. So the Gemara in Afal Pi says, Omer Ad Merenus, Goneach, a person is not healthy. Have to figure out exactly what condition does he have. Gonech means he's krechting and moaning and groaning. So how sick is he? It's not clear. Yonik cholav b'shabbos, he's permitted to drink the milk from the cow directly from the udder. To milk the cow with your hands is a malacha that he's not allowed to do, even though he's sick. We don't know how sick he is. But to do the melacha of milking the cow kalacha yad, this is an abnormal way to drink the milk directly from the udder of the cow. Why? So the Gemara says, my time, why is it permissible? Mefarek kalacha yad, milking the cow is a melacha mefarek. The problem is that mefarek is not on the list of the 39 of his malachas. So it must be a tolda of some malacha or another. So that's what all the Rishonim work hard. What malacha is it a tolda of? So the Gemara says, it's a malacha to milk a cow, but if you drink the milk directly from the udder of the cow, it's kalacha yad. The Gemara says, we paskan like this. Hilchus the Kerebi Mirenus, we paskan like this Tana. So Tosis. So the question is, how sick is he? What is the gonach? How serious a condition does he have? So the Ramban in the Melchamas, so this is a Gemara in Ksubis. It really belongs in Shabbos. Should have been in Masechet Shabbos. So the Rif is kind enough to bring it in Masechet Shabbos. On the side of the Gemara, they have the Ayin Nishpat Ner Mitzvah. So he only tells you where the Rambam, where the Shulchan Aruch is. He never tells you where the Rif is. How come he doesn't tell you where the Rif is? The Rif is on the same daf. Wherever the Gemara is, that's where the Rif is. But whenever the Rif is, Shalobim Kamo, if it's a Gemara in Ksuvah, the Rif is in Shabbos, he's going to tell you where the Rif is also. So the Rif quotes this Gemara. It doesn't belong in Ksuvah, it belongs in Shabbos. So the Rif quotes in the Shabbos, so there's a Machamas on that Rif who interprets that Gonech means it's a Chelu Sheyesh B'Sakana. He has a Sakana Snefoshes. That's that person, the doctors diagnose a person, he has such a serious condition, it's life-threatening. He can die from the condition. And he needs surgery. But the surgery doesn't have to take place today. It can take place in the next 3 months. So a lot of Imachal Shabbos, if they determine today on Shabbos that he has this condition, you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos today. You're only allowed to be Machal Shabbos if there's a Sakana. Sakana doesn't have to be that he's going to die today. Sakana is, if you don't do the Chil Shabbos today, he may die. But if the nature of the Sakana is such that you got a whole week, you have 3 months to do the surgery, 3 months to do the refuah, so you're not allowed to be Machal Shabbos. Remember, I once met a man in South Africa. His first wife passed away and he had remarried already. When I ate by him on Shabbos, so he told me that his first wife was deathly, had some kind of a serious condition. And the shaila was whether she should fast on Yom Kippur or not. So they asked the doctors, if she fast on Yom Kippur, is she going to die? So they said, no. But he said it was ridiculous because she fasted on Yom Kippur, her body was weakened, and she died significantly earlier than she would have otherwise died. So he said the doctors misunderstood the question. They thought if she fasted on Yom Kippur, is she going to drop dead today on Yom Kippur? So they said, no, she's not going to die on Yom Kippur. She'll die earlier than otherwise. That's also called pikuach nefesh. If you eat on Yom Kippur, Yom Chal Shabbos, this will extend a person's life an extra few days, or an extra day, or an extra hour. That's also called pikuach nefesh. So the Ramban learns goneach. Is a sakonas nefashis. It's a very life-threatening condition, but it doesn't have to be. You don't need the. And the doctors in the days of the Gemara thought that if you drink warm milk, this will help. It'll extend the person's life, but he doesn't have to drink the milk today on Shabbos. He can drink the milk tomorrow after Shabbos is over also. So because it's not sakonas hayom, so you're only allowed to violate malacha derabbanan. You're not allowed to violate a malacha deraisa. But if the chiddush Ramban holds that you're permitted to violate all malachas derabbanan on mutter, the makam sakonas nefashis, even though it's not sakonas hayom. That's the Ramban's interpretation of the Gemara. Tosfos does not understand the Gemara like that. Tosfos understands goneach zochadu she'en bo sakona. Zochadu she'en bo sakona. The Gemara seems to say that all the Rabbanans are mutter. That's how Tosfos understood. This is Gemara Kuf Chav Tes Amar Aleph. Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph is the beginning of Perek HaBlezet Nevi. Some of you learned already. So if the baby's already having the bris, if the baby's having the bris, obviously the baby was born already. So on Kuf Chav Tes, that's on the base. The Mishnah and the Gemara talk about delivering babies on Shabbos, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Kuf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, it continues. The Gemara says on Kuf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, you have a Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana, so you're permitted to violate Amir Lenachri. Usually Amir Lenachri is forbidden mid the Rabbana. They ask a guy to do a malacha that you're not allowed to do. The Machan Chodesh She'ein Bo Sakana, we allow Amir Lenachri. So Tosfos, Ein Gimel on the base, the last four lines, Tais understood by Chol Hashem Nisakana, all the Rabbanans are mutter. We have different categories. You have a Chol Hashem Yesh Bo Sakana, so you permit, if necessary, permitted to violate the even a Malacha Deraisa. If you have a Bari with a Mechish Bialma, have a healthy person, has a slight ache and pain, then not only are there no Kulas, not only no Heter for him, we pile on Isurim. One of the 24 broken in Shabbos is Perek Shmona Shuatzim. Perek Shmona Shuatzim, the Mishnayos and the Gemara have a whole discussion. There's an Isur Refuah for Shabbos. You're not allowed to apply medication on Shabbos because of Gzeira Shemi Shachik Salaman. So that's if the fellows are Bari with a Mechish Bialma. He's basically healthy, has slight aches and pains. But if he's more than that, not done, it's like aches and pains, it can't function normally. That's called the Chol Hashem Sakana. Either Mutal, the Ramon Shulchan Aruch gives you the definition, either Mutal or Mishkov, he's not well and he has to lay in bed the whole day, so he's not able to function. Or Chol Kol Gufo, he has such, let's say the person has such a splitting headache, everything is slowed down. He lost his appetite, he can't walk, he can't run normally, he can't, whatever he does normally, he can't do. So that's called the Chol Hashem Sakana. So Tessus understood that every Chodesh in the Sakana, you're allowed to violate all their Rabbanans. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to milk the cow normally. You can only drink the milk directly because that's only Kalach Hayad, that's a Malach Deraisa, and Eshina's only the Rabbanan. So Tessus says, the line before that, Vindira, the fifth line from the bottom, or the fourth line from the bottom, Benira to the Pirush Hakundrus Halacha Kirem Yudin. Tosis thinks the din is like Rav Yudin and Afayin Dalal and Aleph. Rashi understands that the Malacha of Mefarik and milking a cow is Disha. Now if it's Disha, so the Gemara has a Machlok Zatanayim, if you squeeze out the Chalazon, that's a Malacha of Disha. Is it a violation of a Malacha Deraisa Zonik, or is it Mutam and Atur? Rani Chayek Chathos, if you do a Malacha Deraisa Vishayim, there's no chiyuv chatas under the rabban. Chatas is not bought b'nedar in the dogma, so you can never have a chatas with the rabban. So the Gemara has a machlokes tachanayim and ayin dalel and aleph. If you squeeze out the chalos, the chotzeh chalos in the Shabbos, ayin hem enough. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that yesh nisha afilu shelod yigidul lekarka. Even though chalos is a fish, it's not gidul lekarka. Still, if you squeeze out the trelos, so that'll be an Issa Deraisa. And the Chacham disagree, and they hold Ein Nisha Ela B'Gidul Lekarka. There's only Issa Deraisa on the fish. The Tosfos assumes that we should equate fish and animals. That if the fish are not Gidul Lekarka, so the cow is also not Gidul Lekarka. Magen Mishnah distinguishes. Magen Mishnah thinks that since the cows eat grass, so the cows are also called Gidul Lekarka, like the Gemara in Bava Metzia, like the Gemara in Erevin. And Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos thinks that the fish is not Gidul Lekarka. Cows are also not Gidul Lekarka. So the bottom with the question, you want to knock down the farik to make it into a Derabbanan, because the Goneah is only a Chodesh Ein Lesakana. So you're not permitted to violate any Malachas there, right? It's only the Derabbanan. So why do you say you knock it down to a Derabbanan by drinking the milk directly and it's Kalach Hayad? That's not the normal way. If the din Yochid Kerava Malacha Kerava, if the din is like a Chachamim of Rav Yehuda, that ain't Disha Deraisa El Gidul Lekarka, so milking a cow is only the Rabbana to begin with. So it should be permissible to milk the cow on Shabbos on behalf of the Chol Hashem Sakana. So it's a right from the Gemara, the Pirush Rashi, the Pirush Akuntras, according to Rashi, that the Malacha involved in milking a cow is Disha, and Disha Shalabi Gidul Lekarka the Machlok is Satanoim. So why do you name this in Ksuvah Zav Samach? Have to knock it down to a Derabbanan by drinking the milk Kalach Hayad. Say milking the cow is only Derabbanan. So it's a right in the Gemara in Ksuvah that the din is like Rav Yehuda, that Disha Shalabi Gidul Lekarka is an Issa Deraisa. Unless you give it teretz, and Tosfos doesn't like the keretz, the teretz. Bein and Niravai. I don't think that it's a good answer, Tosfos says. The answer that they think is no good is the answer that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't accept what Tosfos says. So what did I say? They don't think that this is the correct answer. The after Rabbanan, also with the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda has a machlokes with the Chachamim about squeezing out the chalosan. The machlokes is on the level of the rice if you chayv chatos. There's never a chayv chatos with the Rabbanan because chatos is not bob and edem and edov. You can't volunteer a chatos. If you're not mechuyim in a Torah, it's just not chal. It can't be magdash, it'll be chum and bazar. So the machlekes, the chachamim and Rav Yehuda is in a malacha deraisa, a malacha derabbanan. But disha is also even shelo nigdu lekarka. So to milk a cow would be a nisa derabbanan, because the cow is not gidul lekarka. But we're not matir all derabbanans b'makam chol l'shem sakan. It's not so. Amir l'nachri we're matir b'makam chol l'shem sakan, but other derabbanans not. So maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara. But Tezu doesn't like it. They don't like the following answer. The after Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, all the Elisha, the Gdul Karka, it's still forbidden with the Rabbanan to milk a cow, the Mexican Nefar. With the Rabbanan that's awesome. That means with the Rabbanan that's a violation of Nefar. The other after the Asira, with the Rabbanan, still no Shori, Elimishim Dika Tarte. Maybe you have to have a Shvuz de Shvuz. It's a double the Rabbanan. Milking a cow is only Elisha with the Rabbanan because the cow is Shalom, you can do the Karka, and if you drink directly from the other, it's another derabbanan. So shvus, the shvus would be mako the makam chol l'shem b'sakan. But just the malacha milking the cow alone is only derabbanan. We wouldn't be mako. So Tezu doesn't like that answer. So that answer is the accepted answer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is in the Shin Chav Ches, quotes four different opinions, and he says halacha gedei hashlishis. He thinks we should pasken like the third of the four opinions. Who's the third of the four opinions? Is the Ramban, quoted the Ramban himself as a doctor. Rabban wrote a whole sefer Taras HaOdom about all the deen that apply to human beings when the baby is born, what are you allowed to do on Shabbos to deliver the baby, what are you not allowed to do, and then when people get sick, when are you allowed to treat them, when is it forbidden to treat them, when is a doctor allowed to take salary. Rabban develops the idea. It's all quoted, all those deen in the Shulchan Aruch are quoted straight from the Rambans in the Taras HaOdom. A doctor is only allowed to get the same salary as a rabbi. Or the rabbi is allowed to get the same salary as a doctor, whatever you want to present it. Because they're both obligated to give services. The rabbi is mechuyev to treat, the doctor is mechuyev to treat the patients. That's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. If he lost a nickel, it's a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. So Kavacham, if he lost his good health, and he doesn't know how to treat himself, so you're the only one. I know how to give back the Aveda. I know how to treat him, how to return him back to his good health. The Gemara says, Hashavas Gufo. Is a kalvachemer from Hashavas Mamona that it's a din of Hashavas Aveda. Gemara says in the sugya in Eilat Metzias that the one who returns an Aveda is not allowed to charge money because you believe to give back the Aveda. And it's the same din, the Talmud Chacham, who has a lot of Torah knowledge, is obligated to share the knowledge with other people. If he knows how to teach, he's obligated to teach the Torah. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'eli manati eschem chukim imishpatim, kasher tzivani Hashem alakoi. So the Gemara understands Kasher Tzivani in the same fashion, same way the Rebbe Shalom taught me the Torah Har Sinai, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't charge me any tuition. When I was in Har Sinai, he didn't charge me when he taught me the Torah. So the wife taught you the Torah without charging any tuition, implying that we and all the future generations are obligated to teach the Torah without charging any tuition. So the Gemara learns out from there that Kol HaTorah Kulo, in all mitzvahs, when someone is tummy, and he can't. So if a person is tummy, let him go to the mikveh and become tor. But if he's in tummy maze, it's not enough. He can't just go to the mikveh. Somebody is required, he's a hatar al tummy. Before he goes to the mikveh, he has to be maza, paraduma water on him. He can't be maza on himself. He can't take care of it on his own. Someone who's tor has to do so. Whenever there's an obligation to perform a mitzvah like to be maza in hatar al tummy, or to do Hashavas Aveda. He doesn't know where the fellow who lost it doesn't know where it is. If he knows where it is, it's not an Aveda. He lost it, he doesn't know where it is. And I saw it, I know where it is. So I have the ability to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. I'm mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda for nothing. I'm mechuyev to be Mazeh. He's Avtar HaLatameh for nothing. Whenever it's a mitzvah, whenever there's an obligation to do something for someone else, which he can't do on his own. Let's say the fellow can tie tzitzis on his own. There's no halacha, I have to tie your tzitzis. Tie your own tzitzis. You don't know how to tie tzitzis. It'll take you 5 hours. I can do it in 20 minutes. I'm not looking to spend time. Do it yourself. You can write your own tefillin. You're not a sefer. You don't know how. So you want to save time. But the sefer has the right to charge you money because that's a mitzvah you can do on your own. I'm not looking to do it for you. So therefore, the sefer is allowed to charge you money for tying the tzitzis or for writing the tefillin and so on. But when it comes to a mitzvah that you're obligated to do for someone else that he simply can't do on his own, you have to have his avtahar al atome. Or a Torah Shebichsav, the Ramah says, Torah Shebichsav, read the Chumash and see what it says. You don't know the Hebrew? Buy a dictionary and figure out, break your head. You want to save time? So I'm not mechuyev to help you. So if you want me to teach you Torah Shebazav, so then I can charge you money, the Rambam says. But Torah Shebapeh, in the days of the Gemara, was transmitted orally. There was no text available. Today, the same thing. Let him buy an art scroll. He's lazy. He doesn't want to read the art scroll. He wants to make it easy for him. So Muslim, I can charge you money for that too. But in the days of the Gemara, that the Torah Shebapeh was only Baalpeh. So how's the guy going to get off the ground? How's he going to learn the Torah? I have the knowledge. He doesn't have the information. So I'm going to teach it to him for nothing. So the Gemara says, again, so Tosfos' opinion is, all the Rabbanos are mutar b'makom mechor l'shem sakana. And the Ramban in Shulchan Aruch says we pass like the Ramban. That's halacha today hashlishis. This is all. This Ramban is quoted by the Tur. They didn't have the Torah. It was reprinted recently. This is Zalman Nelzer reprinted the Chiddush Ramban with the Torah of the Ramban. For many years they didn't have. So the only source that they had for the Ramban was the Tur. Tur quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says there are different categories. We don't put together everybody as a chol l'shem sakana. Ramban distinguishes if the fellow has a sakonas aver, possible loss of a limb. The only thing that's called sakonas nefesh is if there's a possible loss of life. But loss of a limb, there is an opinion in the Meiri that that's called loss of limb or loss of life pikuach nefesh. But that opinion is not accepted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch be paskin sakonas aver is not sakonas nefesh. You're not allowed to violate the malacha deraisa. But all the Rabbanans, you're allowed to do. That's for Sakana Sefer. That's the Rabban's Psalm. But if it's not, if it's less than a Sakana Sefer, it's only a Chol Hashem Sakana, it's worse than a Bari with a Mechaj B'Alma. A Bari with a Mechaj B'Alma, a healthy person, has slight aches and pains, so he's not allowed to take, has no Hederim, and he has an Isser, there's an Isser before. But if you have a Chol Hashem or Sakana, means he's on it. Prevents him, his condition prevents him from functioning normally, so there's no Isser before, and we have a lot of kulas. So whereas Tosfos thinks you matir all the Rabbanim, the Ramban distinguishes, you only matir things that are gzeiros. The Ramban distinguishes between gzeiros the Rabbanim and malachas from the Rabbanim. If the activities of malachim the Rabbanim here, what did Tosfos say? To milk a cow, according to the Tana Reb Yudah, the Yesh Dishna Filu Shalom Dignu Lekarka. So the milk, so according to Rabbi Yudah, it's a malacha deraisa, the milk of cow. According to the Chachamim, it would be a malacha med Rabbanim. What's the reason why they made malachas to Rabbanim? Mitam zeir. But it's not that it's only a zeir. With the Rabbanim, we declare that it's a malacha med Rabbanim to milk a cow. Well, let's say to climb a tree. You're not allowed to climb a tree. Zeir Hashem yachtoch smor. So you're going to say, whoever climbs on a tree is in violation of kotzer. No, he didn't do the Chatiach HaSazmor. Let's say you're not allowed to apply medication on Shabbos. Gzera, Shem Yishachik, somebody may grind up some herbs in order to prepare the refuah, in order to prepare the medication. You're going to say, whoever swallows a pill on Shabbos is in violation of Tochen. No, Gzera, Shem Yishachik, it's a gzera, it may lead him to grind up, but he didn't grind anything. You can't even say with the further stretch of the imagination that a person who swallows a pill is in a violation of tochin with the Rabbanan. He didn't do tchilin. It's only a gzera. So the Rabban distinguishes that if a person has a sakonis aver, even though there's absolutely no sakonis nefoshes, then we allow all the Rabbanans. You allow to violate all the Rabbanans to save the aver. But if it's not a sakana save, it's only a chodesh she'ein bo sakana, we wouldn't permit any malachas from the Rabbanim. We would only permit violation of gzeiros from the Rabbanim. So that's what Tosfos says, ein anir aloyma, that's the psak that we accept. We follow the Ramban shita. Halacha kadei hashlishis, the Mechaber writes, from the four opinions that the Shulchan Aruch quoted, the Shin Chav Ches, so he adapts the position of the Ramban, that to violate Disha mid the Rabbanan to milk the cows of Malach of Disha mid Rabbanan, that would be not permit for a Gronach, because Gronach is only a Chayla. Shein b'sakana. The Ramban himself has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. He said before, Gronach is a Chayla. Sheish b'sakana, but it's not sakana sayom. But the Mechaber paskins like the Ramban's klolim in the Torah Sodom, when he gave to the pshat in his Gemara, that what Tosfos is rejecting. that to do a malacha on the rabban would not be permissible by a chayil shemis hakana. But if you do a malacha the rabban kalacha, yeah, so that's a shuz the shuz. So shuz the shuz is a different kula. That's a different hand. So this Ramban has accepted the Nina, that there's a major difference between a Malacha and the Rabbanan and a Gzeira and the Rabbanan. There's several differences. One of the differences, well, Malacha the Rabbanan is Macham and then Gzeira the Rabbanan. Malacha the Rabbanan we would not allow for a Chalashim Sankana, but a Gzeira the Rabbanan we would allow. Amir the Nachri, Kuf Chavtes and Manach, the Gemara says, Amir the Nachri is not even a Malacha and the Rabbanan. Yes, they're going, please turn on the light, because the doctor has to look at the baby's throat to see if he has a serious condition or not. So, Amir and Dachri is not even a Malacham and Rabban, it's only a Gzeirah and Rabban. They're different Gemaras, but the Gemara has different Kulas than Makom Chodesh and Misakonah. So if you look through all the Gemaras, Ramban claims that all of the cases in the Gemara are always Gzeirahs. We don't permit any Malachas and the Rabban to be violated by a Chodesh and Misakonah. In the situation of a Chodesh and Misakonah. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a famous Sufik in his Chuvis. It comes up, La'aloch Allah. Let's say a person wants to sell his shares in a corporation. He wants to buy shares in a corporation. So he says, when the price reaches a certain point, sell or buy. So he types it into his computer, he places the order, and happens to reach that point on Shabbos. And on Shabbos he's davening in shul, he's eating his cholent at home, he's attending his shir. He's not doing anything on Shabbos. But he already set up the Mekach HaMemkar on Erev Shabbos that the kinyan should take effect on Shabbos, or Yom Tov, whatever it happens to be. So Rabbi Kivega's Mesupik, the prohibition of Mekach HaMemkar is only with the Rabbanan, Gzeira Shem Meyichtov. So, if it would have been a Malachim with the Rabbanan, what are you going to say? Every time a person does a Mekach HaMemkar, I sell you a watch, I sell you a sefer. And you don't pay on Shabbos, you're going to pay after Shabbos. They're going to say, when I sell you the sefer on Shabbat, we are in violation of kosei with the Rabbanon. How can it be kosei with the Rabbanon? We didn't do any ksiv. It's gzeir shem yichtov. Normally, if I sell you something and you didn't pay the money, so I'm going to write it down. I'm going to mark it down that you owe me $15, whatever. I sold you a watch, you owe me $20, whatever the case happens to be. So you can say it's gzeir shem yichtov. You can't say that it's a malachim with the Rabbanon. It's a gzeir. So the kivek is a mesupah. In the area of malachas, you can only violate a malacha b'kumli yaseh. There's never any malacha b'shevi altas. Whether it's a malacha derais or malacha derabon. But in the area of gzeiris, a lot of gzeiris can be violated b'shevi altas. It all depends how the chachamim formulated the prohibition. Take, for example, the beginning of Perakira, the opening Mishnah in Perakira. The person is going to leave food. The Mishnah begins on the bottom, basically. First, we're going to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a bleth. So that's prohibited in the Rabban. What's the reason? Zera Shema Yeshachik Samamadim. We're creating a poke around in the coals, and one is so the Gechalim will be in violation of Mechaba Umavr. Some of the coals that were black will now become orange, that'll be Havor. Some of the coals that were orange will become black, and that'll be Mechaba. But you can't say that one leaves food on the fire without the benefit of a bleth. Has violated Mechaba Mavir. He didn't know Mechaba, he didn't know Mavir. It's a Gzeir Hashem. It's a Gzeir. But you can't say it's even a Malacha Midrabah. It's only a Gzeir Midrabah. That's what the Gemara had a Suffolk. Here, the bottom line on Lamed Zayin on the day is going over to Lamed Ches Merab. The very last line, Bo Minei Rachia Baraba. The students ask the Rebbe, Rachia Baraba, what's the din? Ushokach Kidei Ravani Kiva. Person forgot, he forgot to put the blood. He left the food on top of the fire without the benefit of having blood. So he violated Shehiyah, B'Shevi Al-Tasa. So the Gemara has a suffix. Is there a penalty with the Rabban? We know that if someone cooks on Shabbos, on Mavashal B'Shabbos, so then there's a penalty with the Rabban that you're not allowed to eat the food. And even if you cook the food on Shabbos B'Shege, you didn't know that it's prohibited, so there's a machlek, it's a man, Rabbi Yudah, where the concert showed about to Mazin. That we prohibit that you're not allowed to get benefit from the food, even if you only violated the malacha, the shaking. But over here, it's not a malacha derais, it's not a malacha derabbanon. If he leaves the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech when Shabbos enters, on Erev Shabbos he didn't violate anything. When Shabbos enters and the food is on the fire without a blech, then it's a gzera shemi chata b'gachon, so he's in violation of the gzera, b'shevi al-tasa. How can the animal be in violation of anything? The answer is, it's not a malacha deraisa, it's not a malacha derabban, it's a gzera. So, gzeras all depends how they formulated the gzera. If they formulated the gzera, she is always violated b'shevi al tasa. It could never violate the kumbi aser. The aver is not when you put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. If you take it off before Shabbos enters, you didn't violate anything. The aver begins when Shabbos enters and your food is on your fire without your blech. So then you're in violation. So she is always violated b'shevi al tasa. So that's what the Gemara asked the Shaila Bo Menim Rachia Bar Abba. If a person didn't violate a Melacha Deraisa, a Melacha Derabanan, he only violated the Gzera of the Rabbanan, is there a penalty or not? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that even there is a penalty of the Rabbanan. So that's Rabbi Kevager is Mesupik. What about the Gzera of Mekah HaMemkar? Gzera Mekah HaMemkar is a Gzera Shemichta, but you can't say whenever you do Mekah HaMemkar, you're in violation of Kosev Midirabanan. It's not Kosev, it's a Gzera, it may lead to Kosev. Can't even say that it's kosev midirabbanan. So that's what he's mesupik. Since it's gzera, so it's possible theoretically that it could be violated b'shevi al tasa. So if I set up the sale or the purchase on Erev Shabbos, I say when the stock reaches a certain point, a low point, high point, whatever, you should sell or buy, then I make the kinyan take effect on Shabbos. I did all of the work on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos I sit back, I'm totally shevi al tasa. And the Kivega is specific, can one be in violation of this Zera? In principle, he knows that one can violate Zeras. Al Shabbos, B'Shevi Al Tasa, Shehir, is always violated B'Shevi Al Tasa. So it depends, each and every Zera has to be judged individually. Can this Zera be violated B'Shevi Al Tasa? Or only B'Kumbi Asen? So that's Rebbe Kivega's suffix. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So in recent years, the last few centuries, since the early 1800s, so the practice is that everybody asks the rabbi to sell a chometz for them, and the rabbi sells everybody's chometz. So if every Pesach falls out on Shabbos, how does the rabbi sell a chometz? Does he make a shtar mechira on Friday and say the kinyan should take effect, the goy should acquire ownership of the chometz on Shabbos morning at 9:30 in the morning, because everybody wants to eat chometz on Friday night? So does he make the kinyan that it should be chal on Shabbos morning? What do you say? No. Rabbi Kivega thinks that maybe that's prohibited. You have to sell all of the chametz, any chametz that will be left over Shabbos morning. I'm selling it on Erev Shabbos. I'm not selling it on Shabbos. I'm selling it on Erev Shabbos. So there are two practices. The Maizeh, there are two practices. Whether you're concerned about this possibility that Rabbi Kivega raised or not. Let me just mention one more. Gemara Kufman Beis on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is on Kufman Aleph on the Beis. The Mishnah beginning of Perek Noitel. Yud Aimer, the last one in the Mishnah. Yud Aimer, Achmalan Samaduma, the Echad Umeir. Menduma means if Truma falls into Chulin, so Menatoyra is Bakan Beroyev. If it's Minimim, in Midirabon, you have to have Meir. And even after you have Meir, you have 100 units of Chulin against 1 unit of Truma, so Truma is Bakan Beroyev, but still Tzarech Lahar. Let's say 1 gallon of wine of truma fell into 150 gallons of chul. So now I have 151 gallons, and one of the 151 gallons is truma. But then it's that the truma is bottle bad, but may I have more than 100 chulin against 1 unit of truma. So the truma is bottle bad for the man. But that's only vis-a-vis the iser that a non-koyim is not allowed to drink truma that belongs to a koyim. What about vis-a-vis the mamanis? The one at the end of the day says, let's say I have 5 nickels in my hand. Accidentally, you drop a nickel into my hand. There are 6 nickels in my hand. 5 of them are mine. 1 is yours. We have no way to identify which is yours and which are the 5 that are mine. So the Gemara says, jokingly, would you say that it's bottled, but right? I can keep all the 6 nickels. The Gemara says, no, that's ridiculous. There is only a bittul b'rayv when it comes to dini mamas. Bittul b'rayv is only in isur, in a tum. Something is tummy, it's bottled b'rayv, so it's no longer tummy. Something is asa, so it's batal b'rayv, so it's no longer asa. But mammon is not batal b'rayv. So the Gemara says that when it comes to truma, there are 2 issues. One issue is truma is asura l'zarev, and non-koyim is not allowed to eat it. So the Rabbanan, the Rebbe Chumrah, that truma is only batal b'echad u'leya. You have 150 gallons of chulin against the 1 gallon of truma. The isa l'zarev is off. But what about the mammonists? Truma belongs to the shevet hakohen. Truma doesn't belong to the farmer.
So if the one unit of truma falls into 150 units of chulin, so fine, the iser truma nazar is off. It's bottled directly iser, but the din ma'amenis is done is not bottled. So the Gemara says sarach lahar. So meikar b'adin should have been sufficient. If I make out a check and I give the check to the kohen, I set aside how much is it worth already? The gallon of wine of truma. $10, $20. I make out a check, I set aside $20, and give it to the kohen. So the Gemara made a chumra. They know that unfortunately there are a lot of people who are the doctor kind of bein olam lahakam, and they're not careful about bein olam lahakam. So if the chacham is going to say the truth is bottled, bechav and beir, you know how to drink it, but you have to give the kohen $20. So if they don't say it like that, a lot of people will be mizalzel. As long as not violating any aver bein olam lahakam, the $20 that I owe the kohen will forget about that. I won't give the money. So the chacham wanted to make it stronger, to make sure that the people will not forget about giving the kohen the $20 that they owe them. So they said, you're not allowed to drink any of the wine until you take out the one unit. We treat it as if everything were tevel. We make believe as if everything is tevel. You have to take out the one unit of wine. So that's called the ha'alosis ha'aduma. So Yudah says, despite the fact that you're not allowed to be makrish chumus and maishus on Shabbos and Yomtiv, but lahalasas on the duma, to take out the one unit after it's already bottled, bechod and meyo, that's permissible. So the Gemara is a kasha, how can it be permissible? On the bottom, you put the base of the olive, the Gemara about 20 yards from the bottom, the Gemara says, Yamai, after they quote the caption from the Mishnah, why is it mutter? And how come it's sakim? But he's not allowed to be machish chumus and maisis because everything is tevel before. In machish chumus and maisis, you make a muta b'achilo, so that's misakan mona on the food. It's an isa de rabbanon, it's not an isa de rais. It's a hitting marias, the same thing. With the rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to eat any of the menduma, even though the truma is bottled by meyo. You have 150 units of chulin against one unit of truma, it's bottled by echad meyo. But with the rabbanon, they said you're not allowed to drink any of this wine until you sorry for the heart, until you take out. So when you take out the one unit, isn't that a violation of the sakamana, the same as our precious temple? So the Gemara answers on the bottom, three marks on the bottom, hello, the answer is, who the Omar, Kirab Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Yudah thinks, like the Tana of Shimon ben Elazar, the Tana of Shimon ben Elazar, the Snayden Tzatzeh, the Echol, the Tzadachim, that when it comes to HaKroshas Truma, the din is, the Pasuk says, V'nech Shem Lachem Trumasem. What does it mean, V'nech Shem Lachem Trumasem? It's a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Koyrach, that the farmer has to set aside 10% for the Levim, the baby has to take out 10% of the 10%, that's called Maisem and Amaisem, Trumas Maisem, and give it to the kohen. And then the Chumash says, when the Levim take out the Trumas Maisem, V'nech Shem Lachem Trumasem, the Chumas Meiser that the Levi sets aside and gives to the Kohen has the exact same meaning like the Chumas Gdola that the farmer is makrish from his tevel. Has the same meaning as Chumas Mamish. So that's the Poshet Pshat in the Pasuk. Menechshav, it means it's considered as, it's Farech and Dev, has the same status as Chumas Gdola. So the Gemara says that's true, but the Pasuk has an additional level of interpretation. Nechshav loshen machshava. A truma nitelis me machshava. That when you have truma, you don't have to pick up the unit and say, this should be truma. I don't have to say it, I can think it, and I don't have to pick it up. I can think it. I have 100 bushels, and I make up my mind, these 10 bushels are going to be my serishon, and the first of the 10 bushels is going to be maisem and amaisa. I don't say a word, and I don't do any activity, I just have in mind. That's the halacha, the truma nitelis memachshava. The Gemara says, this Tana Rav Yudah agrees with Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore, even if he picks up, avmalan samaduma, even if he picks up the unit, the 1 gallon of wine of truma, 150 gallons of chulin, and it's bottled in meyo, but mamayna loy bottle, siesta, so they made a din, so I don't have to make out a check. You have to pick up one gallon. So Rav Yudah is of the opinion, just like Rav Shimon Elazar says, it's not necessary to actually pick up the gallon. If I have in mind that gallon over there is going to be given away to the Kohanim, that's already good enough. So even if I pick it up, that's not a maisa malacha. That's your violation of Misakim, B'shevi Al-Tasen. Even if you pick it up, that's not a maisa malacha. And there's no malacha in the machshava.
You can only be in violation of a malacha. The kumbi I said, we do a ma'aseh malacha. This is not called a ma'aseh malacha. I accomplish the exact same result, 100% the same result. If I pick it up, I don't pick it up. So the picking up is absolutely irrelevant. Since the chum is the telus machshava, so you cannot be in violation of the misakin mana by picking up the meduma. This is a cloud that's relevant for many areas, but dinim the rabbanim mainly to distinguish between malachas the rabbanim and gzeris the rabbanim. One of the differences is by the chelush and the sakana, but the many other differences where they can violate a gzer can be violated b'shevi al tasa, whereas a malacha the rabbanim cannot be violated b'shevi al tasa. There's several other differences as well. Okay, that's a cloud. You have to learn all the sifnitzi, all the cases where it applies.